Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Sure thing.
May I have your first and last name?
Melissa Klein, K-L-E-I-N.
And will you verify your shipping address?
324 North First Street, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401.
Okay, and I do see here.
Was I supposed to get something in the mail for this or what?
Just hold one moment. Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan, and you're saying that you never placed this order at all?
No.
Okay, well, do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No, I'm by myself.
Okay, will you verify your email?
Woodykins@gmail.com.
And will you verify your phone number?
605-377-0015.
Okay, so we have 605-262-0204.
That's my landline.
Okay, that's the number that we have on file.
Well, I never use that number.
Okay, so the information that you verified to me is the same information that we receive when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with a fraud investigation.
Okay, that'd be fine. Yeah, because did they order something that I should have received? Or what is
it? Basically, it's a meal plan. It's an app that showed you how to use real food to boost your energy.
No, that wouldn't have been me, honey.
Okay, and
I just want donuts and cookies to boost my energy.
Okay, well, I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
I have no recollection of it.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so
why would you be charging me shipping and handling?
Not shipping and handling. I mean the $39.89.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Okay. I don't know how anyone would do this, though. Get that information. But I did cancel my credit card and requested a new one, so then it won't be charged again, I hope. Somehow.
Okay, so have you disputed the charge?
I didn't dispute it with them. They just gave me your numbers to call and tell to not charge the account anymore or cancel the subscription or whatever it was.
Okay, so you're saying that you haven't disputed?
No. No, okay, I'm not saying I did it. I'm not saying that I ordered this or whatever. This it was supposed to be a Dyson vacuum or something.
Correct.
I didn't order that, and but I didn't dispute it with my credit card company. I just told them I didn't want you guys charging my card anymore.
Okay, so would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
Well, if they can't get my new card number, I don't know. Just let it go. I don't want to be put up with it. It's $39, I know, but.
Well, you say that you never placed the order at all, so would you like to go through with that fraud investigation, or would you like to leave the account as is?
Hold on a second.